connection on the way next, and our community connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Bartlesville First Baptist Church, and in from the Boys and Girls Club, Anna Fisher. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Happy to be here.
You got some nice press on Tuesday.
Yes, or Tuesday. Yeah, it's been a great week for us. We are excited to have it be public knowledge, the big investment that Phillips 66 has made in our capital campaign.
Yeah.
Phillips 66 has been a great partner of ours through different operating grants for years and years and years. So them making a $250,000 investment in the new facility is really a huge, you know, that's a huge number, and it's a huge impact.
Well, and as Greg Garland referred to, you know, when you name it the Pete Silas Boys and Girls Club,
right,
there might be a reason for the company to kind of get behind it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's been really cool to see just the connections that Mr. Silas had, and then people that still think so highly of him and his legacy and knew how important the Boys and Girls Club nationally was and locally to him and his family. And so then they kind of step up and say, you know what, I want my name to be associated with that project.
Yeah, but you still accept contributions, right?
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, we are about $600,000 away from our goal. And just to give people kind of, that's a huge number too. So what has kind of led to that is our original designs and our original goal included a teen space, but it was not huge, and our numbers have just grown so much that our capital committee and our board said, you know what, we really have to expand that space. And that was a big ticket item. And then we also felt that a safe room was just absolutely essential, especially being in Oklahoma. And sometimes you have weather things, other times you have just to have the peace of mind knowing we have a secure location to take our kids. A safe room was something that we added kind of after the original design work.
Well, and as we look at what happens around here during the storm season, and I try to say on the air frequently, okay, that we have a season, but tornadoes can, will, and do occur 12 months out of the year.
Right, yes.
Most days, most of the time, you have a good watch area that you can kind of say, okay, if something happens today, what are you going to do?
Right.
But there have been times when it kind of, for lack of a better term, snuck up on
us. Yes, definitely.
And you have we're going to call it a fiduciary responsibility for those young folks that are within your walls.
Right, absolutely. You know, their safety is our top priority. And obviously, we always have tornado zones and things like that. But having a dedicated space where you're not cramming people into a hallway or a bathroom, it'll give the staff a peace of mind. It'll give our parents a peace of mind and our kids. And that's, you know, their safety is the top thing. That's a big responsibility to have kids that, you know, they're under your watch, and so you need a safe place to have them go.
And also it's important that mom and dad know, and I'm sure you would let us know anyway, but frequently when that sort of thing happens during, let's say, school hours,
right,
the schools call us up and say, don't worry, we got the kids.
Yes, exactly. You know, and we haven't had any bad weather this year, at least while I've been there, but we definitely have those, knock on wood, I know, we definitely have those procedures in place of, okay, what happens if it's right after school time when something hits, you know, and how do we let parents know and communicate? And so we have a really cool system that we just got in place. It's called Remind, and I think the schools use it too, and it's a text messaging thing that our parents can sign up for, and they get the regular updates of what's going on, field trips coming up, different things like that. But then if we have an emergency situation where we need to let them know what's going on and what buses we have already gotten in the facility, we can send that out instantly, which is a huge asset.
Well, it's one easy way, because so much of today's society is connected to that little radio device that we call a phone.
Yes.
It makes it so much easier, more convenient, that if mom and dad or the caregiver is at work or at home and something happens, do they have to come run down, stand in line to pick up their kid?
Right. You know. Yes. And so we always think about that too, the safety of our kids, and then obviously our caregivers too. So the Remind system helps a lot, and we love to be able to kind of leverage the technology and use it for our kids' benefit.
Yeah, you mentioned to me just before we went on the air that there's a kind of a significant number you've reached as far as the number of members, right?
Yes, that's right. This week we hit 1,001 members for the year, and so those are unique kids. So over 1,000 unique feet have come through the Boys and Girls Club this year. And last year, just for kind of a comparison, we were at 984 members for the year. So the 1,000 mark has kind of been this goal. It felt very attainable, but we just weren't quite there. So we had a big party in our staff meeting when that got announced yesterday and got to take a picture of Billy, who was our 1,001 member yesterday. That's up on our Facebook, and he has his little club card, and it's pretty cool. It's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, 2,002 feet.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of little feet. Yeah. And, you know, those are kids that were enrolled spring semester last year, or the summer, or this after school now. And so kind of spans when you work with school semesters and things like that. Sometimes it gets confusing in my brain because they don't run off of a, you know, January to December calendar. Yeah. But all unique kids, and we're still accepting after school enrollment. I know that we have holidays coming up, fall break coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas. So we have some fun things going on at the club, and we're open some 8 to 5 days for our parents, because we know that, you know, most parents don't get fall breaks.
To the best of my knowledge, fall break is unique to Oklahoma. Most places don't do it.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that, but it's definitely, so we have some fun things planned for the kids, and we're open 8 to 5 those fall break days.
Yeah.
So this is a good time to get your kids enrolled so that they can go on some fun field trips and not just be sitting at home on those out of school days.
Yeah, and that's so important. You're there whether there's school or not, as your summer schedule would show.
Yes, exactly. You know, we try to be open as often as we can, because we know that our kids rely on our facility, and our caregivers do too. So we take a few days for the Thanksgiving and Christmas break for our staff, but most days that the kids are out of school, we're open.
And that is at two locations, in case we forgot.
Yes, exactly. Our traditional club on Seminole and Frank Phillips, and then our teen center on Cherokee and Frank Phillips. So yeah, both of them.
Yeah, well, I hope that you are now headed well towards that, I don't care, 1,100 or, you know, you can push the wall and keep further. You know.
Uh-huh, that's right. You know, and especially in our summer program, it fills up so quickly. Our after-school program, we have a little bit more flexibility just because kids have, you know, different things going on. They're there on Mondays and on Wednesdays, but Tuesdays they have something. So we have still a great staff. A lot of our, majority of our part-time staff, were staff with us in the summer, and then we have our Oklahoma Wesleyan kids back for work study. So that is really, you know, having those college kids in there, and then even the older high school kids, is really fun for the younger kids.
It is, and just some extra special friendships for those members. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it sounds like things are going well, and those milestones just continue to move on down the road.
Yes.
Also, how's the construction project going?
Oh, well, I have noticed a little bit more movement back where we're going to be building, and I still have people asking me, because a lot of people maybe don't realize the land that we have back behind our Seminole location. So that's where our new facility will be. We'll be on that same plot of land.
You had some nice trees back there.
Yes, there's a few of them. And so we'll kind of get those all, everything moved out. We've seen fences go up, and so hopefully we'll see the construction start soon. And then we'll tear down our current facility and have some parking, and maybe add in some more landscape and stuff like that.
And that's always an interesting project, and you're not unique, but it's when it happens to you, it's different to build one but still be using the one you have, and then move into the mostly new one, and then tear down that one so you can occupy the same space but not at the same time.
Right, exactly. It will be interesting to see just logistically how it works out, but you know, it was so important for our board that we continued operating while we were building. We didn't want to be out of commission, and so to the best of our ability, we won't miss any days, and there might be some weird transition. There might be no furniture in one building and moving computers over to the other, but we're excited to have all of our kids back under one roof. You know, the teen center has been so great, and they love that space. The old Oakley building has worked well for them, but if you've been in that building, it's a good amount of space.
Yeah.
So that's what they're used to, and that just goes again to why we needed that expanded teen center, so they still will have designated space, but it will be so much more efficient for our staff to have everybody under one roof again.
Yeah, it will be a transition, I think, more for the teens than for the youngers when they come back because, well, teens are teens, and by the time they don't want to deal with the short people.
Right, yes. So they have their own whole wing of the facility. They'll come check in with Miss Joy, and then they'll go through their super secret doors that only teens get to go through. So, yeah, that designated space is so important for them. So important. And they feel, you know, a lot of pride, too, that that's their space.
Yeah.
And I will miss seeing the kids
because before it was forbidden, you know.
Yeah, right. You know, and we've been at the youth canteen before, too, but I love when I'm coming down Frank Phillips if I'm running around and then I see the kids start walking from school, you know, and lining up outside and having all the glass and the teen center so you can kind of peek in and see what's going on. But our new facility will have a lot of glass, too, because I think there's something so cool about driving by and seeing it all busy with kids and you can really see what's going on inside.
Yeah.
So hopefully people will make the trip out to see us when we have the new facility and let our kids show you around.
Good things are coming at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
And we will continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church will be hosting a gathering fellowship with Denise Lopez Saturday, October 29th at 405 South Cherokee. Tickets for this event are $29 and include luncheon, shopping, lots of complimentary take-home gifts, holiday ideas for the family, entertaining, reducing stress, and keeping the reason for the season in your holiday activities. Tickets can be purchased online at mybfbc.org or by calling 918-336-6172. Doors open at 11 and tickets are limited, so purchase your tickets today.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, spending a little bit of time this morning. And just congratulating the Boys and Girls Club for that 1,001 members. That's great.
Yes, that is really just so exciting. And I don't know if the kids realize how many kids that really is, you know, between all the way from 6 years old all the way up to 18, you know, that's a lot of lives being impacted.
It really
this
is.
Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the stories that will come out of what's going on now.
Right.
You know, 10 years, 20 years down the road.
Yeah. You know, I think that's been the really interesting thing for me this year is, you know, you think about kids and they have homework and, you know, they have a lot of them have siblings and home lives and things like that. But the things that our kids are dealing with, they're not always that easy, you know, and we've had a lot of pretty significant life events happen for our kids, whether that's the passing of a parent or a really awful health diagnosis for them or losing a friend. These are real life issues that our kids are facing. Mm-hmm. And as staff and as volunteers, we get to really speak into their lives and just be a steady, stable, safe place that they can come with some of those feelings that they don't fully know how to work through. And to see them kind of start to work through those with our staff and with each other and talk about those things, it's really impactful. Mm-hmm. And their insight at a young age is, it'll take you back a little bit, you know. And I've had some tough conversations this week with everything going on and kids saying, you know, I just have a lot of feelings and I'm just not sure what to do with them. And so it really shows you that the Boys and Girls Club is bigger than just an after-school program.
Yeah.
And it's bigger than homework help. It's helping kids work through these really tough, tough situations that you hate to see them have to deal with.
Well, yeah, but you, because you have that special relationship with them, and I think it really is special, mm-hmm. Because you're not a parent, but you kind of do that.
Right.
You're not a brother or sister, but you kind of do that.
Right.
You fill so many roles, at least as an alternative family mm-hmm. member during the hours while they're there.
Yeah, that's such a good point, you know, and I think that's what it is. It's just a partnership with teachers and with caregivers and with family units, you know, and so we know it takes a village to wrap these kids, and so we are really humbled to get to play a part in their lives and be kind of those mentors and those coaches and a friend, but still an authority figure, kind of all wrapped into one. It's a really unique position to be in, and that's why it's so important that we have really good staff and really good volunteers.
Well, and I think at least the members that I have talked to over the years, the respect, the friendship that they feel with you, there are days I have no doubt that they will bring up something with you that they may or may not bring up at home.
Yeah, I think that's really true, you know, and so that's a big responsibility for us of how do you respond and, you know, how do you help a little one work through some of these things, because they do come to us for advice and for help and for guidance. And so it's a neat thing, but it is a huge responsibility to be able to provide that.
Yeah, but you get to celebrate so many birthdays.
Yes, I know. Miss Joy, every day we're celebrating birthdays, and she sings on the intercom, and usually it's, you know, 5 to 6 birthdays in one day. But we are walking through those life milestones with them, you know, whether that's the hard things or the fun things like birthdays or the exciting things like the birth of a new sibling or a good grade or Halloween, you know, all these things that happen in our lives, we get to walk through it with, you know, 1,000 kids, which is really cool.
Yeah, it really is. Speaking of Halloween, but it doesn't matter, it could be Thanksgiving, it could be Christmas, there are holiday current event type things that you celebrate with them as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's really fun when they have parties at school and things like that, and then they come and they have all their treats. You know, we even just current event things, our Dewey kids, some of them got to go to the fire station yesterday. So they came in, you know, with their stickers and their cups that the firemen gave them, and you know, all these different things that are a big deal, you know, going to the fire station and meeting a fireman, that's a huge, you know, exciting thing that they're going to remember.
Absolutely. And those are experiences that they will fondly carry with them forever, you know?
Definitely. Yep, definitely.
And they got to share it with you.
Yes. And that's so cool that they want to share it with us, you know, that they come in and they want to tell you about their day. And whether it's a big thing like a party at school or seeing a fireman or just something that's, you might think is small, but to them is a really big deal. You know, that they want to share that is pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the capital campaign goal. Mm-hmm. We talked a little about, you know, the milestone of that 1,001 member. Mm-hmm. But you're also, you're governed by a board of directors. You have a lot of volunteers and people from the community that help set policy. Mm-hmm. And you know, already I have no doubt you're kind of planning for those spring events that are fundraisers for you later on. You know?
Yes. You know, 1,000 kids is so exciting, and it's just important for everybody to remember the $25 a year membership, you know, that is what we have from our kids, and a lot of them we can still scholarship and things like that, but there's a big operating budget that comes with that many little ones. Yeah. And you know, you need supplies and to do the fun things and the field trips and the national fitness days and things like that. There's a lot that goes into keeping the operations of the club up so that we can provide the quality that our kids deserve. And so we have great donors and great volunteers and a great board and a lot of fun different fundraisers that we do. But while the capital campaign is going, you know, it's important that we all, you know, we still have an operating budget and we still need those donations, whether it's your time or your financial resources, because those kids deserve it. And that's what helps make it run to where we don't have to turn kids away because we're at capacity, or we don't have to turn kids away because they can't pay.
Yeah.
The club's there for everybody. We want everyone to have the chance to belong, and our donors make that possible.
Well, I'm sure that as we work our way through the United campaign, we'll talk more about that. Mm-hmm. But you need volunteers all the time.
Yeah, we do. We've gotten in a bunch of volunteers recently from Tri-County Tech, which has been really fun, but we need those consistent volunteers that want to come in and help with Power Hour, help with our tutoring, or as we've gotten some programs up with our teens, come in and help with the Money Matters curriculum, help teach that, and just give them those real life experiences. We have tons of needs in those areas. Our younger kids are working on something really cool thanks to a grant from the Community Foundation. They are doing the first Lego League. And so they're building these Lego robot things And then they have motors in them that they have to program, and then they will do these different tasks. So it's for our younger kids. It's not quite as involved as things that like On the Rock is doing and things like that. But this is kind of our first dipping our toes in. So if you want to build Legos with kids and, sure. You know, anything like that is definitely needed.
But for those of us were playing with the original Legos, there were no motors. There right. were, you know, it was you had built these neat structures,
mm-hmm.
but we're doing more now.
Yes, they are. You know, and Legos have been a huge thing. Even just the traditional ones, you know, we have a huge Lego bucket of kids that want to, you know, and they want to build the structures and fly things into them. Seeing these Legos that would move and do things, it blew my mind. I wouldn't even know where to begin to build something like that. But the curriculum really backs it down and walks them through it step by step so they're understanding it.
Yeah.
And it's just another way to help them think about doing that on a bigger scale.
Well, and I'm sure part of what you're doing feeds into that STEM curriculum mm-hmm. that Mr. Grellin was talking about.
Yep.
You know, that with the increase of 140% enrollment in STEM programs in the middle schools.
Exactly. You know, That's exactly what we're trying to do. And so this gives them a hands-on piece of it. And then we have another piece in the computer lab where they're kind of researching what are actual different careers, mm-hmm. you know, and they're doing that from a young age so that when they get up into middle school and high school and they have those options, they already have a little bit of knowledge that we've built for them at the club.
And if somebody wants to volunteer and help with that, they can give you a call.
Yeah, they can. Our phone number is 918-336-3636, and we'd love to get you plugged in.
Give them a call in just a little bit. In the meantime, I've got news for you on the way next. Community Connection brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville.
ONN News. All right.